This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Today, we're spending the day in Oakland, where lately, the story usually goes something like this. Dramatic population growth and skyrocketing real estate values displace longtime residents. But for one lifelong Oakland local, they're changing his fortunes for the better. KALW's Claire Strempel met Harry Yeglijian when he started selling hot dogs at the bar where she works. She found out he has plenty of interesting stories to tell about the Temescal neighborhood.
Harry Yeglijian is walking me down Telegraph Avenue.
There was a place called the Buon Gusto Bakery that was here. This is back in the days when it was an Italian neighborhood.
He was born here, and the neighborhood has changed around him.
I don't remember what a lot of these stores were like. Of course, there were a whole bunch of them were scraped off over there to build something else, probably a condo. This place here, the Pyeongchang Tofu House, used to be the Sportsman's Club.
Restaurants come and go seemingly overnight, and old homes are razed to make way for towering condominiums. But the smallest building on the block hasn't been knocked down yet. The original Casper's was Harry's hot dog joint. Harry sells hot dogs. His father sold hot dogs. His grandfather sold hot dogs. His name was Casper, with a K.
Now here we are at original Casper's, the little Flatiron building at the on the Gore Point where Shattuck and Telegraph meet between 45th and 46th Streets in Oakland.
It's a tiny sliver of a restaurant on a tiny sliver of a block in North Oakland.
It's the only hot dog stand in the entire country with its own city block.
The Yeglijians operated out of the same building that Harry's grandfather opened back in 1943. Then the business was passed to Harry's father.
And when I was a child, or when I was an infant, he kept the onions down here on the shelf. And he had me in a little basket that was right next to the onions. So I used to sleep right down there.
His dad ran the shop for half a century. Harry took it over after his dad retired. But by 2003, he closed for repairs and couldn't afford to reopen. Original Casper's Hot Dogs has been boarded up since then, with almost 60 years of Oakland history locked inside. The building is a wistful landmark for longtime residents and a mysterious artifact for newcomers. That's what makes Harry Yeglijian so important. He's living history. And original Casper's may be an unlikely success story in the middle of a gentrifying neighborhood. Just because his family business is closed doesn't mean Harry isn't making dogs. Now he's serving them up on game nights at a local bar, the Kingfish. A quick note about Harry's hot dogs. Harry steams them and his buns, slices his tomatoes and onions to order, and douses everything with a special pepper blend.
Excuse me.
The details of which he would not disclose. After adding relish and two layers of mustard, he wraps it up the way his grandfather did.
My pleasure. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Come on back and I'll see you shortly.
All right.
It's Sunday morning. Harry's at the bar. He sold a couple of hot dogs already.
You loved me as long as you wanted.
And he's singing while he cleans up his hot dog cart.
And that someday you'd leave me for somebody.
His charm and cooking have won over LaTanya Houston, one of the bartenders. She brings her own sauerkraut to work now, because sauerkraut isn't part of the original Casper's recipe.
Harry's hot dogs are the best. They're always hot and fresh. The buns are really good. And he does it from his heart.
Through the bar sales, Harry's gaining a new following. And the city growth that's pricing out other local businesses may put Casper's back on the map.
I'm working with someone to lease Casper's, who wants to turn it back into Casper's again, which is what I want done with it. And so original Casper's is going to come back hopefully sometime next year.
For locals like Michael Hunt, it's part of Oakland's secret sauce.
I grew up going there, and Casper's was one of those things that was just had a very sort of deep connection with Oaklanders. I feel like we hold on to our things that are born and raised here, much like myself.
Harry's hot dogs are in demand. So why couldn't the original Casper's make it in the first place?
Money and bureaucracy. like the health department would say, no, well, you can't do it like this anymore because you've been closed too long and you can't grandfather this in anymore.
Harry closed the shop for a few upgrades, but then he says the health department began to demand more than he could afford. Since then, Temescal has gone through some big changes. Back in 2007, the Business Improvement District wanted to survey the economic health of the neighborhood. They talked with Karen Chappell, a professor of city and regional planning at UC Berkeley.
And at that point, the issue was vacancies and the slow decline of the area and the many the concentrations of liquor stores and also the threat to long-term family-owned businesses, which they feared were going to be lost from the area.
Since then, the San Francisco tech boom has relentlessly driven up real estate prices. There's been an influx of higher-income residents. That's changing the market for goods on Telegraph Avenue. Boutiques are in, and mom-and-pop shops are getting priced out. Business turnover is natural. However,
turnover rates in this district are actually higher than normal. It comes up on the radar as being a gentrifying commercial district.
But, she says, certain businesses are exceptional.
Actually, in gentrifying neighborhoods, some of the most successful businesses are those that have a market that cuts across cultures and cuts across classes. So those are the ones that we can expect to see survive these neighborhood changes, along with the ones that are smart enough to buy their building.
If anything can cut across cultures and classes, it may well be a hot dog. That, and in this case, the good attitude that Harry serves up along with them. If Original Casper's reopens, the future long-term residents of Temescal will get to join the illustrious ranks of patrons, which covers pretty much everybody, according to Harry. Former Oakland mayors, for example.
Ron Dillams used to come in all the time.
As the story goes, he would come in before election and get his lucky hot dog. Ron was very much never going to need a lucky anything. He was always going to get elected.
Some revolutionary figures from the civil rights movement were customers as well, like Black Panther Party leader Huey Newton.
Picture had been in the paper. There was that iconic photo of him sitting in that king's African king's chair with a beret on. I think he had a rifle and a scepter or something like that. And he was a very nice-looking man and instantly recognizable.
It was a community place, and the community came in. Harry tells me that they served everyone, from presidential candidates to paupers. When police cracked down on local prostitution, the women often sought refuge in the tiny shop.
And my dad knew them all, and he was always, "Hi, honey, how are you today? How's business?"
These days, you'll often find Harry out in front of the Original Casper's building, painting over graffiti that garnishes its rust-colored walls. He's not just maintaining the building. He's keeping up a memory of his father and his grandfather. I catch up with him on one of his maintenance visits.
After you.
It's really small in here and dim because the windows are boarded with plywood. There's dust on the linoleum counter, and some forgotten dishes wait behind the glass of antique refrigerators. Harry leans back against the doorframe and talks about how the neighborhood has changed.
It's gone through periods when it was a fairly rough neighborhood. There was trouble here at various times. I think my father was held up officially 39 times over the 50 years that he worked here.
There's a reminder of his father in the bones of this place.
He ended up just standing on this cement floor. You can see right here where he wore the cement away.
Talk about carving a niche for yourself. Before we leave, a curious couple walks by, doubles back, and peeks inside. Harry invites them in to take a look before locking the old door up again. It's this kind of curiosity, paired with a loyal customer base, that may give Original Caspers a second chance. These old doors could open up to the Temescal neighborhood once again. Considering the market, Harry can't just leave it sitting empty. That would be crazy. In Temescal, I'm Claire Strumpel for Cross Currents.
I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling.